Hello and welcome to Out of the League with me, Alex Ewing. We've got another busy show lined up for you as ever as we chat to Mark Stevenson of Mansfield Town about their return to League 2. We also catch up with Jeff Banks to talk about what promotion means to Chester FC. There's only one place to start this week's show, and that was the thrilling end to the Blue Square Bet Premier season. Mansfield sealed promotion with a 1-0 win against Wrexham, and we caught up with Mark Stevenson, Head of Media and Communication at Mansfield Town, to talk about it all. Hi Mark, first of all, congratulations on the promotion. What does it mean for Mansfield Football Club?
Well, first, the obvious answer is a place back in the Football League after a 5-year exile, and that is a magnificent achievement. A long campaign, 46 games, very difficult division. Most people see it as the most difficult division to get out of because there are only two places available, two promotion places, and two top spot is a remarkable achievement. It will go down as one of our finest hours, and to win non-league and get back amongst the elite of English football is what it's all about. On the playing side of the spectrum, off the field, if you talk to the club's accountants or directors or that type of thing, they'll be delighted in a separate sense because it will boost the club's coffers by way of extra sponsorship money from the league and from television and that type of thing. So all in all, it's all positive. The fans are happy, the town's happy, the boards are delighted, and everybody's on to a winner.
Well, as you said, you're going to get a bit of extra money, of course, being in League 2. But you've had a pretty remarkable season by any team's imagination there. You've got to the third round of the FA Cup, you played Liverpool.
Yeah.
How does that compare? Because obviously you must have got a fair bit of cash from that, and what an experience that was to have Liverpool at your own ground.
Yeah, I mean, it probably did a lot to replenish the thirst of the squad.
Yeah.
The question has been posed a lot of the time about where has this magnificent run come from? Because I think, I mean, off the top of my head, the players have won in 24 games. I mean, that is an achievement, whatever division you're in the English pyramid. But that sequence was all altered very quickly after the poor match. I think that replenished to the players. Their hunger was renewed, and it gave them a real appetite to go on and play in such occasions again. So I think a lot has to be said about that match from an outsider's perspective.
Well, it certainly is interesting to see how that Liverpool game really did become the catalyst for that run. I mean, 22 wins in 24 games really is something. Anyway, moving on, finally, what are the aims for next season? We've seen teams go on to back-to-back promotion. Is that something that the Mansfield players, managers, board think that's possible, or are they just happy to cement themselves in League 2 for next season?
I'm not sure if it's being thought of in quite as much detail just yet. I mean, we talk only, less than 72 hours after being crowned as champions of non-league. So, the celebrations are still continuing.
Yeah.
Rightly so, because you don't get a moment like this very often. But looking ahead to next season, I think first and foremost, you've got to be respectful of the league, respectful of the teams that you're playing against. Of course, a lot will have to do with first and foremost, looking at the squad that you've got, and in the next week or so, after the players come back from Tenerife, where the chairman's treated them to a few days out there, after that time, I think the manager will sit down and announce his retained list, and then he'll have the nucleus of the squad to go into next season with. That's what he discussed and what he talked about in this morning's press conference. So there's a good message there that he's keeping with the nucleus of this squad to go into next season.
We'd like to thank Mark Stevenson there and Mansfield Town for having that interview with us. Moving on to the rest of the news in the Blue Square Bet Premier, the final weekend was sadly marred with violence as promotion chasing Kidderminster entertained Stockport, who of course needed a win to have any chance of surviving. Sadly though, Kiddie's first goal sparked violence and a fan who ran onto the pitch punched Harriers defender Lee Vaughan. The game was obviously halted until the crowd settled down and Kidderminster went on to win that game 4-0. Which obviously meant them just missing out on promotion. And it sent Stockport down with Telford, Ebbsfleet and Barrow. Moving on to the playoffs. Both games have had their first leg now played. Very slender leads in both of them. So Wrexham are 2-1 up against Kidderminster in the first semi-final. Whereas Grimsby are 1-0 down to Newport in the second. Should be cracking final legs there. And we're going to try and host a playoff final preview like we did with the FA Trophy final, so make sure you tune into that next week. Moving on to the Blue Square North, this weekend saw Chester be handed the league trophy and we caught up with Jeff Banks, head of communication and media at the club, to see what it was all about. Three back-to-back promotions and returning to the league where Chester City used to be. What does that mean to the fans, Jeff?
Means everything, Alex. At the end of the day, it was a tough time 3 years ago. You know, we lost our football club. It was, you know, going a complete downward spiral. And 2010, we had to be ready to take, you know, on the reins and try and start up the football club again. Because one thing we weren't prepared to do was to let the you know, football die in the city. So fortunately, you know, we'd done a bit of groundwork and started the ball rolling, so to speak. And 3 years on, you know, I don't think we'd have dreamed of actually heading, you know, heading back to the league that we actually sort of fell out of whilst we're in the middle of that season. So it's been amazing. The journey, you know, will hopefully continue. But it's time for everybody to, you know, to really enjoy the celebrations, because it's not often you get three championships in a row, not for any club.
Exactly, any division, that's just quite an accomplishment there.
It is. I mean, you can look to the, you know, the higher leagues, and even those clubs, you know, don't get three in a row normally. You know, but it's been done through a lot of hard work, which is, you know, the best thing, because the fans, you know, it's their football club, it's our football club. You know, we're sort of in control of its destiny, really. So I think everybody feels, you know, that they've contributed to the success, which is how it should be.
And so does this promotion mean more than the previous two? Because, like we said, you're back where Chester City were.
It's a difficult one. Good question, that, because I think the first promotion meant a hell of a lot, because I think we had to make sure that we got up in the first season purely from a momentum point of view. I think if we'd have struggled to get out of the Evo Stick First Division North, you know, we may have had a, you know, an issue with trying to sort of rally the troops again to have another crack at it. But
yeah.
I mean, obviously, we were all delighted to have a football club at the end of the day. So, you know, that was first and foremost the main thing. But I think, you know, the fact that we did get the promotion first time round, I think probably helped settle people down for the second time. And, you know, I think we all hoped we'd do well in the Evo Stick Premier. We, you know, we gave Northwich a real good run there and ended up winning the championship against them. And I think, to be honest, I think there was a lot of discussion about whether the Conference North, you know, whether we'd be good enough to actually reach the playoffs.
Yeah.
Obviously, there were a lot of teams around, like Halifax, who had a lot of money to spend thanks to, you know, transfer money coming into them. And I think that's what we had to try and compete with. And to see the run that we've actually got on, you know, it's just been nothing short of remarkable, really, and it just shows what a great job, you know, Neil's done with his squad. You know, to go over 100 points and 100 goals 2 years running, again, there's not many teams do that. And I think in before we lost at Guiseley, we were actually the biggest, we were on the biggest unbeaten run in world football.
Wow, that really is a claim there. And I read somewhere, it was a bit earlier in the season, that Neil Young's win percentage at Chester is higher than Sir Alex Ferguson's at Man United. That's really something as well, surely.
It is. I mean, obviously, I'm sure Alex Ferguson would say he comes up against a lot harder opposition, but you have to beat what's in front of you.
It's all relative, though, as well, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, and I think over the course of the three seasons, you know, 300 points, 300 goals, I think it is. You just can't ask for any more, you know, and deserves the accolades that he gets, and so do his management team, because you know a lot of work goes in behind the scenes. You've got Alex Hay, who's a chief scout, who you know he does you know, very well with preparing the documents, I'm sure, for Neil on the upcoming opponents. You know, it allows him to do the research and then prepare accordingly, and he's obviously got the right results, you know, following the homework.
Yeah, and if I'm correct in thinking this, Neil Young's actually full-time now, isn't he?
And, that's correct, yeah.
And so what difference do you think that's had? Because I know that the rest of the club, as far as I'm aware again, that the players are part-time, but having a full-time manager, somebody who can really commit all his time into the club, do you think that maybe made a difference in giving him more time to prepare for these games?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, if you think about it, you know, it allows Neil to actually go out and about, you know, to sort of look at the opposition. I think he did that anyway, to be fair, in the previous leagues. But, you know, he can actually also go out and find out about the different clubs and how they're set up as well, because that's obviously what we're looking at the moment, is the current structure of the football club.
Yeah.
And that's part of Neil's role, you know, to sort of, you know, try and sort of build the way forward, if you like, as whilst he is full-time. But also, it allows him to get him more involved with the community side of things, you know, with the soccer schools, because it's vitally important that we keep that kind of thing going, you know, get into the schools in the area, and also try and, you know, bring in sort of more businesses to the football club in terms of, like, sponsorship. So it all feeds in, really, into what Neil's role is. You know, and that can only be a benefit to the football club, because obviously the rest of us are, you know, a part-time, the squad are part-time players.
Yeah.
You know, we're obviously in jobs of our own, you know, so our time's limited. So really the full-time role that Neil is employed in will help dramatically with the football club.
And you're talking about how you're always looking of ways to keep building the club. How different is Chester FC to what Chester City was in 2010 when they obviously went bust?
I don't think they could be any further apart than they currently are.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with the old club, I mean, they're well documented, obviously, with the financial side.
But yeah.
In terms of speaking to the fans, listening to the fans, and actually getting out and about into the city, you know, to try and develop the income streams the right way, as opposed to just asking the fans to turn up every week and, you know, not praising them when they did turn up every week. The relationship was quite a poor one, the way it finished. There were lots of things going wrong at the football club, and when players don't get paid, there's only one way that's going to finish.
Mm.
You know, so a lot of work with businesses had to be done to build a lot of bridges that have been burnt. You know, so I think the football club, the way it is right now, on the back of a treble success as well, you know, it's really sort of time to make sure that we're into the heart of the community, because this, you know, is the time really to grow the fan base as much as possible, and also to bring those businesses in, because every business, I'm sure, likes to be associated with success, and that's exactly what Chester FC is right now, a success story, whereas before, you know, it was on the front pages for the wrong reasons, not the right reasons.
And so, looking forward to next season, I know Chester have only just been promoted, and I'm sure there's a lot of work still to be done. But do you have any idea what the aims will be for next season? Is it just to stay in the division, or are you really looking forward to push for the playoffs, top half finish, or how do the club see that?
I think we want to be competitive. It's as simple as that. You know, the one thing we do not want to happen is to come straight back down.
Yeah.
You know, with all the effort that's gone into getting us into the conference, you know, both on and off the field. You know, it's really a case of we need to at least consolidate, you know, but I'm sure Neil will say, you know, as well every manager will say, before the season starts, they want to set out to win the league. You know, I'm not saying we're going to do that, but, you know, that has to be the aim, certainly for the manager. You know, for the board, I think we just need to make sure that, you know, we get the structure of the club right, we get the finances right, and guide it forward to enable us to be as competitive as possible. Because you never know, you know, the momentum that the club has, you know, we all thought we might end up settling for a playoff place in the Conference North.
Yeah.
We ended up winning the league by miles. You know, so anything can happen. I think we just need to be ready for the challenge, and give the manager all the support that we can, and just, you know, enjoy the season, and just let's make sure that you know, we continue driving the club forward as opposed to, you know, seeing it sort of fall back down again, because it wouldn't, you know, with all the effort that's gone into the club, you know, it would be a massive heartache if that was to happen. So I think we're all driven not to let that happen.
We'd like to thank Jeff Banks there from Chester FC for talking to us there, and that's really interesting to hear what the future holds for the club. We did try and get in contact with Welling to see if they could provide anyone to talk to about their promotion from the Blue Square Bet South. Sadly, we haven't heard back, so if we do hear back from them in the next week, we'll try and include that into next week's podcast. You've been listening to Out of the League. Why not subscribe to the show on Twitter at Out of the League, or subscribe to the show on iTunes? Just type in Out of the League into your search option.